listening to a Your Prof Talk. For more talks, go to www.yourprof.com.
Robert Graves, though widely and justly celebrated as a historical novelist, think of I, Claudius, Claudius the God, or King Jesus, and a vivid chronicler of frontline combat in World War I, as recorded graphically in Goodbye to All That, considered himself first and foremost a poet. He described his meticulously researched, accessibly written, and often provocative novels as potboilers, written to pay the rent. But these novels also complemented his poetry, inasmuch as they were mostly attempts to unravel some complex historical mythological knot related to themes that preoccupied Graves the poet. In his quest for the authentic behind the apparent and the accepted, Graves was not only a compulsive and prolific writer, but also an obsessive rewriter. No text was too sacred or authorized for his probing and questioning intelligence. In King Jesus and the Nazarene Gospel Restored, he effectively rewrote the New Testament. Dickens was not readable enough, so he rewrote David Copperfield as the real David Copperfield. His claim that the Odyssey was of female authorship was explored in his novel Homer's Daughter, and an apparently impenetrable riddle from the Mabinogion sequence of Welsh folktales was solved by Graves and unlocked deep poetic mysteries explored in The White Goddess. In The Reader Over Your Shoulder, he scrutinized, corrected, and revised the prose of the most celebrated writers of the early 1940s.